This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with a 14-year-old suspect in the Georgia high school shooting that killed four people. He was in court this morning where the judge told him,
as you sit here in this courtroom today, under the law, you are presumed innocent. Your refusal to testify at any point in any proceeding will not be used against you in determining whether you are guilty or not guilty.
He will stay in custody as his lawyer declined to seek bail. After the hearing, Colt Gray was escorted out in shackles. Colt Gray's father is also under arrest. He's accused of allowing his son to have a weapon. The judge asking him in court this morning,
how old are you, Mr. Gray?
54.
And are you able to read and write and understand the English language without
yes,
any
sir.
Difficulty?
Yes, sir.
How far did you go in school?
11th grade, GED.
Okay. And I note that you have counsel seated with you at the table. You understand that you have the right to be represented by an attorney at all times for this and all future proceedings in your case?
Yes, sir.
He will remain in jail without bail. And another big story this morning, a lot of people were waiting for the new report on jobs. Well, it's out, and it says that hiring picked up some in August, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.2%, a sign that the job market may be cooling but remains sturdy. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says it has raised well more than double the amount Donald Trump took in from donors in August. Overseas now, it appears Israeli forces have withdrawn from Jenin and two other refugee camps in the occupied West Bank after a more than week-long military operation that left dozens dead. Here at home, gas is $3.29 a gallon as the weekend begins. This is AP News. Now about frequent flying. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The government is ordering big airlines to explain their frequent flyer programs. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling the CEOs at American, Delta, Southwest, and United to report back to him on policies, fees, and other features of their loyalty program. Common complaints are airlines raise the number of points they need to earn a free flight and limit the number of seats you can buy with points. Buttigieg says unlike a traditional savings account, these rewards are controlled by a company that can unilaterally change their value. He wants to make sure frequent flyers are getting the value promised to them and the programs should be transparent and fair. Delta says providing a meaningful rewards experience is a top priority. Southwest says its points never expire, and it books more seats with points than other airlines. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.